Welcome to Conversation on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Catherine Supernaut. Welcome again, Catherine.
Thanks, Father.
As we continue our conversation, let's first begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good things, we praise and bless you. Fill our hearts with the consolation of your Spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the things that struck me in our last, the last part of our conversation on the evangelical councils is you mentioned under chastity availability and making time for others. And I know how important friendship is in your own life and in your own witness to Christ as a disciple, both in evangelization, but I think as the support structure for living as a disciple. So I thought maybe we could talk about friendship and the importance of friendship for the life of disciples.
Yes, so there's a lot to say, but I feel in my life, it's been a combination of things, friendship as support and friendship as making sure that I'm rooted in the truth, and friendship as being on mission too. I think the Lord gives such a grace and fruits of the Holy Spirit to a good friendship rooted in him that the world takes notice. It has an evangelical sign value. And I think that that friendship in the Lord is something that especially witnesses to our culture who doesn't experience that kind of friendship as possible. Relationships are very fleeting, and they're more based on commonalities than on something more solid. And I think in my experience, that's been one of the best ways to evangelize is through friendship.
You know, there it's interesting, a difference between Christian friendship and the friendship of this world. And, you know, maybe there are a couple elements that you can point to kind of what's the difference between Christian friendship and a natural friendship or the friendship of this world?
Yes. So one of the differences I've noticed is really how you're rooted in the truth together. And I think you can both, even if you disagree sometimes, it doesn't mean you agree all the time, but you're rooted in pursuit of the same thing. And so God is present. Jesus promised to be present where two or three are gathered. And there's a real experience of his presence in that relationship because you are both rooted in openness to the truth. Also, in terms of charity, there's an added element where it's not just, I like being around you, but I want your highest good. And that can lead to some tough conversations. I've experienced that. Those are my best friends, Father, are the ones who are willing to call me out and who I know I can call forward as well. Because that's living in the truth, is we are not just friends for our own comfort. We're friends because we love Christ and each other.
That's beautiful. I think, you know, in this Christian to Christian or disciple to disciple friendship, which is really the kind of friendship we're talking about right now, although eventually I want to talk about how we can be friends with people who aren't disciples, because that's going to be crucial for evangelization. But this first type is absolutely necessary for really formation and maturity as disciples of the Lord. And this idea of fraternal correction, which I think you alluded to, is, you know, where at times we have to kind of help each other to understand where we need to grow. But certainly you can't sustain, it doesn't seem to me, you can sustain a friendship just by picking out each other's weaknesses all the time and, you know, telling them. I remember when I was in seminary, there was a guy there. I don't think he made it onto the priesthood. But, you know, he would always, you know, like, yell out fraternal, you know, like a fraternal correction to someone.
It's not an actual vocation, Father.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think the picture that you're painting is not of constant correction of each other.
No. And in fact, I would paint, if we're painting a picture of what this looks like on a constant basis, is delight. I have never experienced more delight in my life. It's like a whole nother level of fun, I think, because you can really truly enjoy the goodness and beauty of the world together when it's in that kind of unclouded charity environment. And it's hard to put into words because there's an openness to the goodness of the other that really just lets me see the best in my friend and call it out from them. So actually, this is a very tiny experience, but it really portrays what I'm talking about. I went to the zoo with one of my good friends one time, and she and I both had the same experience where we sat in this IMAX theater watching a movie about whales. And granted, I love whales, but just watching this movie filled us both with an awe of God that we shared together. And so the fun is almost even like increased by the fact that you are both pursuing God and letting Him work in your friendship.
Beautiful. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Catherine Supernant. We've been talking about friendship. So we've spoken about kind of disciple-to-disciple friendship, a crucial, you know, support that we all need. But there's also, I think, just as important for disciples is friendship with people who don't know Christ, and to develop that really genuine relationship. So one, we certainly want to encounter these people into, you know, and we're going to see them in the workplace. We're going to see them in the neighborhood. You know, we're going to see them in the larger community, maybe even in our families. But how does this this look, this sort of friendship with non-disciples or non-Christians?
I really love this topic because I realize this tendency in myself as well, that when we start to know the Lord, it gets to be more comfortable to also know people who know the Lord. So then, you know, you meet somebody who is not Christian and you're almost taken aback by, this is not what I'm used to in my friendships. And honestly, that's more of a club mentality than the Christian mentality, but it's very easy with our humanness to want what's like us. And I've really been led to friendship and to really enjoy discussing any topic and growing in friendship with people who aren't Christian through seeing Christ in them. It's a whole different way of seeing the friendship where we're not pursuing the same thing together. Rather, I can love Christ who desires to know this person. And so it's a real act of charity. Actually, I prioritize that as more important in some ways, in a different way than growth relationships. Those are good, but in terms of my charity, my availability to what God is doing, my openness to seeing Christ work in somebody who is less easy for me to get along with, that is an act of letting the Lord work through my discomfort, which is hugely meritorious. But also, when people who don't know Jesus see you invest in them and see you love them, that is the first step of evangelization. So it's very important to have the relationship first. But one thing that I've seen be really effective is inviting non-Catholic friends into a community of friends that you already know to be believers and close to the Lord. There's a certain catching, attractive power, like I was saying, to Christian friendship. And sometimes you may need to warn these friends, like, hey, just be more sensitive in, you know, your conversation, to invite and make these other friends of mine feel welcome. But it's also very important that they feel that sense of belonging, because by belonging in your home, in your space, in your Christian community, they can start to see how Christ also belongs in their life. So you're creating the space, the home, for them, for their spiritual life to be born, basically. It's a beautiful calling.
You know, I think a lot of people are fearful of and especially maybe new disciples or people who have been kind of renewed in their faith or their zeal. There's a fear of friendship with non-Christians because they're afraid that these non-Christians might lead them into the wrong direction, you know. there might be conversations that are, you know, less than perfect or something like that. And certainly I think that's a fear. It could be a fear with fellow disciples too. So it's, you know, it's not as if, you know, they're the boogeyman, you know, the boogeyman is inside, you know?
Right.
But I do think that, just as maybe dangerous as it might be in that sense, there's also a benefit, because I think these non-Christian friends, they help us to see the world as it is, you know, outside of the church or outside of our friendship with other disciples, and how the gospel is so necessary in those situations.
Think about friendships with non-believers. My mind goes to some novels I've read recently, and I'm exposing myself as a total nerd, but I just love reading in some of these great works of fiction that it was in people's real life stories that God met them. And I think when we're friends with non-believers, we tend to assume that we are inserting something into their life from outside. The Lord is at work in them more than we ever could. He's working through their desires, their life history, to bring them to Him. So we are cooperating with the Holy Spirit in that effort.
Beautiful. Well, we see the power of friendship. Thank you, Catherine. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Catherine Supranaut has been with me today. And until next time, peace and all good.